you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Luann Keener McInnes, and she is a licensed clinical social worker out of the Lynchburg, Virginia area. And Luann, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be with you.
You're very welcome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your business and what services you provide and issues you help with?
I have a private practice, just a solo practice, traditional counseling. I'm trained as a traditional counselor, and I have added some alternative practices that widen the possibilities for self-exploration and growth. And I really enjoy the work. I've been doing this for about 21 years. I've been in the field for 21 years and doing private practice since 2004. And it's good work.
Now, you do both traditional social work, and you also do some non-traditional stuff?
Well, I'm not. Social work usually implies working with an agency, and I've never done that. I'm
right.
Strictly doing one-on-one work with clients who are coming for counseling. But the social work perspective is very broad and holistic and takes in all of the factors that impact a person's life. So I suppose you could say that it's less driven by diagnosis than other kinds of counseling can be. Really looking at the whole person in their environment and their past, present, future, their dreams, their spirituality, their artistic gifts.
So you take kind of everything into consideration?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, what issues do you most see coming through your doors that clients are coming to have you help them solve?
Depression, anxiety, major life decisions,
yeah.
Family relationships, usually that pretty well covers it. Work issues, sometimes I work with children on a limited basis. I work with the elderly these days also, so life transitions, yeah.
So kind of like maybe if you're a 28-year-old going into your middle-aged life in your 30s, or if you're in your 60s going into the elderly spectrum, do you deal with people in life transitions into new areas of life?
Yes, that's fair to say. I've also done some work with gender issues, gender identity, that sort of thing. Not too many of those, but those do come along, and I enjoy that work too.
Now, with the gender identity thing, I mean, that has been, I would say, prevalent in our society now during the past 5 to 10 years. I think we've learned a lot more about it. Do you see an uptick in that kind of work?
A little bit, yes. And I am also, just to understand the whole picture, I'm also working very part-time in a college counseling office. And we do see more of that, have seen more of that in the last, say, 5 years. But
now,
I also see some in my practice.
I'm kind of curious, how do you go about helping someone who's dealing with these gender issues?
Self-expression is the number one thing. Self-expression and feeling accepted.
Right.
So just providing people a safe place to talk about the experiences they're having and the feelings they're having about those, and put that into perspective, find their strengths. Many times they're very aware of what their strengths are. They just need some encouragement to know that they have the tools they need to keep going forward and, get things in an order, in an alignment that they are comfortable with.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think that work that you're doing out there in Lynchburg is fantastic. I think it's very unfortunate nowadays that society kind of puts these stigmas on people who want to live their life a certain way. I mean, it's really no one's business, and I don't think it should be.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, one of the themes that I have really sort of clung to is just the general stigmatization of mental health issues and mm-hmm. and mental health work as a kind of important piece of health practice. We usually don't feel like we need to apologize if we go to the doctor for something wrong with our body, but I hope that in the next few decades, taking responsibility for mental health and getting help with mental emotional issues will become less stigmatized than it has been. It really still is very stigmatized, I think. Part of that is unconscious in our society, but it is an obstacle.
Now, do you think that that also might have something to do with the fact that some insurance companies don't cover mental health? I mean, do you think that—I think mental health should be just as important as a broken arm or anything like that. I think it's especially important for people as they age and grow and take on these new traumas and things that happen to them. Do you think mental health should be a prominent, you know, health fixture?
Well, I do, and we've made some progress in that area. The mental health parity law a few years ago made it illegal for insurance companies to say there's a limit to how many sessions you can have.
Right.
There's not a limit to how many times you can see your primary care physician, but there used to be a limit to how many times insurance companies would pay for counseling. And so that has pretty much gone away with the mental health parity law just maybe 3-4 years ago. I'm not sure exactly. So that is definitely progress, yes.
Now, Gwen, how long have you been in business?
I've been in private practice since 2004.
Wow.
And yeah, and I was always looking to add some alternative practices, some alternative healing methods to my practice. And so gradually over the years, I have collected those and made them core pieces of the treatment that I offer. And that makes it very enriching and special for me. If you'd like, I can tell you a little bit about what those are.
Yeah, yes, please. Is one of them, I'm reading here on my sheet that my producer wrote up, hypnosis? Do you do hypnosis?
I do. One method of hypnosis is called quantum healing hypnosis technique, and mm-hmm. That is just a very special process. I'm not, other than that technique, I'm not a trained hypnotherapist.
Right.
But that is a technique. It used to be called past life regression. It's not called that anymore because people don't necessarily go into the past. Some often they do, but they often go forward and they often just look back at something in their current lifetime. It's a light trance, and it's like watching a little movie. I like to compare it to poetry because you always get a big complicated poem, and then you have time to take apart the pieces and understand all the meaning that you're getting. And people come with a list of questions or issues that they're wanting to address. And people will do this usually when they are feeling really stuck with a particular issue, and they've struggled with it for a while. They've
Right.
done maybe some other kinds of work and struggled for a while. And so oftentimes we get breakthroughs, and you'll see that unfold over sometimes a period of a few months. This is a standalone process. People will come just for this. And sometimes someone who's already working in traditional counseling will ask to do this process also.
Now, Luann, we have to end the show in just about
sure.
a minute, but I
sure.
wanted to turn the floor over to you for you to just, I know you're also, you're a poet? You write poetry books?
I do. I've been writing since I was 10. I have
wow.
a couple of books and a third one in the hopper.
Anything
actually,
published?
Yes, two books published.
Wow.
I won the
Congratulations.
2013. Thank you. I won the 2013 Library of Virginia Poetry Award a few years ago, which is a national competition for
wow.
people that have any kind of connection in Virginia. So,
well, why don't you take this time to do you have a website or a Facebook page where people can find you and
yeah.
your counseling services? And also, I mean, where
I
can people find your poetry books?
Okay, I have two websites. My initials, LKM, for Luann Keener McKennis, hyphen LCSW, for Licensed Clinical Social Worker. So LKMLCSW.org. But then my other website is just luannkeener-mckennis.org, and that's the writing website, and the links for the books are there, and there are some poems there as well, some other things.
Well, Luann Keener McKennis, thank you so much for coming on and giving us some insight into your professional world, and we wish you the best of luck.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.